Welcome to Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. For the next 60 minutes, we'll be making memorable moments in your home and taking your phone calls at 731-1230. That's 731-1230 or toll free 1-866-820-5528. That's 1-866-820-KLAV. Now, let's bring on the host. Here is Leslie Lovell.
Hi, welcome to Home Sweet Home. It's Wednesday afternoon again, 2 o'clock. We're back where we started from.
We're back.
We're back. Anyways, I hope you all had a good week and looking forward to this gorgeous weather we're enjoying right now. Gosh, it's so beautiful. Hope all of you had a fun Memorial Day and got to do some cooking out or resting, which is a big thing that I like to do on a three-day weekend. Mm-hmm. Right, Linda?
Did you cook?
We did cook. I'll tell you about it later. But okay. Did you cook too? Did you hang out and cook?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good.
I cooked for a party, so yeah.
Oh,
we'll talk
did?
About that.
Did you make something new?
I made two different types of salsa, and to save my life, I can't make a mild salsa. Now everybody knows.
Yeah, it's good spicy,
no,
though.
They were wonderful. Everybody loved them. One was a tomato base.
Mm, nice.
With peppers and jalapenos, and the other was a tomatillo base with mango.
What does tomatillo mean?
Tomatillo. Do you know, Haciel?
What it means? What it
like
means?
A little tiny tomato.
It's a little, like a little cherry tomato, only
no,
smaller?
What it looks like, yeah. It looks like a medium, small, round, green tomato.
Oh, not red. Not
yeah,
red.
Okay. And it has a husk on it, so you take the husk off and clean it off. It's real slippery. You
really?
Clean it off really good. And then what I did was I roasted them, and then I popped them in the blender, so that would be the base. And then I put mango and yellow banana
did
chilies.
You make that up?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So two different styles. Yeah.
Yeah.
They loved it.
That's pretty creative.
And it was for a pool party.
You know, I've always heard that word, what I just asked you, the tomatillo word.
Tomatillo.
And I never knew what it meant. That's the first time I ever asked. I should have asked before. But
yeah, it's Mexican.
What do they look like in the supermarket?
They look like they have this little hairy husk on them.
But are they just individual? Or
they're not like tiny. They're more like medium-sized tomatoes.
And I probably green. Wouldn't even recognize it.
Mm-hmm. Just go wherever the chilies are. You'll see jalapeno chilies, yellow, which are called banana chilies, serrano, which are smaller and hotter, very hot.
Really?
Those, what are they, those, Haciel, the orange ones like this?
Do you know what they are? No, that's okay. If you get it,
it's
let
super,
us know.
Yeah. Super hot.
Is
so
it?
So you never know. Yeah, yeah, he'll think of it.
Good thing you're telling me. You know, I saw this pepper chart in a restaurant once.
There you go.
From the little ones all the way to the big ones, and they always say the little ones are the most lethal, right?
Absolutely.
So as they get bigger, they get bigger, they get less harmful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
well,
true.
But I absolutely attribute my not having any allergies to eating hot chilies all the time.
I can't do it. There's just so much hot I can handle. And then, you know, we always used hot pepper on our pasta when we made spaghetti sauce.
You mean those?
The little hot red pepper. You know, the little rounded yellow red kind of little sprinkles that you put on.
Oh, sprinkles, yeah.
Yeah, but I had them once really fresh in a restaurant. It's not like the ones you buy in the jar because they're not like new. Oh my gosh, those really fresh ones. I was like, holy moly, they were hot.
Holy moly.
I know. I'm like, man, I don't think I can handle this. So I had to scrape some of them off because I didn't know how potent they could be when they were really fresh, you know. It's the first time I had them that way.
Well, yeah, just to finish the story, everyone brought wonderful snacks, wonderful drinks, and the thing that I loved about it was a birthday party, but there were 20 people sitting around one table and 10 conversations going.
I loved it.
It
Any
was
Italians there? There must have been.
Oh,
because there's usually
14
conversations in a room of seven.
Uh-huh.
So.
Right.
It's true.
Oh, gosh.
It is so true, girl. Yeah. Anyway, I got a joke of the day today,
Oh,
too.
Good.
It's funny. You know, I go online and I read like 20 jokes.
Okay.
Sometimes more. Because some of them are so silly. They're just either too silly or too crazy or not clean enough for radio.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So I have to like really go through a lot of jokes. But I find some really good ones and they're funny. So I found a good one. But I do have a question for you. And maybe you saw this. I hope you did. I saw, it was recorded, but on May 28th at 8 p.m. on PBS, they had a celebration of Carole King being honored with the Gershwin Award by the Library of Congress.
I heard about it.
It was so beautiful.
She's
I watched
great.
It last night. And if you go to all of our listeners out there, PBS.org/White House.
Okay.
You can listen to all the concerts that they have online, which is amazing.
Oh, that's great.
So I always go through the PBS channels and I look for things to record. I'm really nosy about PBS because I don't want to miss anything. Since I'm watching Downton Abbey and mm-hmm. all this stuff, I want to make sure I catch everything because I fall asleep on most of this
stuff.
Oh,
you do?
And then I could watch it when I'm awake. Right?
That would be, you'd remember a lot more
yeah,
if you did it that way.
You would. But I think you should go there and listen to this concert, Linda. You will flip a cork.
Well, I love all of her music.
It is so good. Yes, yeah, she's lovely. Oh, she's absolutely lovely.
She is.
Do you know who she reminds me of? And Lisa, don't get mad if you hear me out there. Lisa Boback. Do you know our caterer?
Oh, yes.
Suarez? She has her same kind of personality. She's very effervescent, and she smiles a lot, and she's very friendly and very outgoing and very happy. You could see how happy she is
she
all
really
the time.
She really is.
The girl can write some music. She had collaborators on some of her music, not all of her music, and she did give credit to her collaborators in her music writing, you know, years of all this experience she's got. So James Taylor sang several songs.
Oh.
And they sang, sang at the end, You've Got a Friend.
Love it.
Oh,
I did hear a quote.
I cried.
I heard a quote, and it could have been from that very program, because mm-hmm. She said, I heard her say on the radio, actually, mm-hmm. I have seen Republicans and Democrats hold hands when
yes.
we were doing You've Got a Friend.
Yeah.
The 5-minute, 6-minute version
awesome?
Of. Did she say that on
I don't
show?
Remember if it was there or I heard it somewhere else, but I watched half of it last night and I fell asleep.
Oh.
Then I watched the other half this
morning.
Oh, good
for you. That's very smart.
Very early. I got up at 5:30.
Did they do So Far Away? That's one of my favorite. So Far Away.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had to remember.
Love
you know,
it.
What's her name? Gloria Estefan sang some songs.
Oh, really?
And
I've got to see it.
Trisha Yearwood.
Really?
And Billy Joel. I mean,
I have
so
got
good.
To see that.
You will die. But, you know, they already inducted Paul McCartney, Stevie Wonder, Burt Bacharach. I mean, there's...
The Stones.
Yeah, there's
actually.
Some actually great concerts that I haven't even seen yet, but I'm going to go online and get and listen. I definitely want to see and hear them. It's amazing.
Our technology this
isn't it fabulous?
These days.
So I recorded some old stuff, like they had on PBS Andy Williams. I recorded that. You know, I try to catch as much as I can to record, and then I save it because, you know, when people come over and we finish eating dinner and there's not much to do, I just put one of those on, the PBS shows.
Nice background.
Isn't it? And people love them. They're just awesome. So anyway, watch your PBS channels and record stuff and go to pbs.org/White House.
Great.
All right? So everybody can have a good time with that. I did find lots of cool stuff to talk about, and I wrote you love notes on all this so you can so you can read it. But
she loves me.
Yes, I love you. I did get an interesting article from a friend of mine in New Jersey who actually works in New York. And it was, I made you a copy, Linda. It's called Heart Attack and Water. And it says, I never knew all of this. I find it very interesting. What they say, some of the important parts are, I asked my doctor why people need that's not the one I want to read. Drinking water at a certain time maximizes its effectiveness on the body.
Oh.
2 glasses of water after waking up helps activate internal organs. 1 glass of water 30 minutes before a meal helps digestion. And 1 glass of water before taking a bath helps lower blood pressure. I never heard that.
That what I have never heard.
I don't know.
But it sounds good.
and a glass of water before going to bed avoids stroke or heart attack. And then they said if you take an aspirin a day, like a coated aspirin, a lot of people take it in the morning who have high blood pressure, which I've been doing for years. They say, no, take it at night, because most heart attacks happen in the morning hours, 6 a.m. to 12 noon. And the pill, the aspirin is more potent in the if you take it late at night for a morning incident than if you took it in the morning.
Well, this is from the Mayo Clinic, so.
Isn't it? So I just thought that we should, you know these little goodies that maybe they'll help. Let's see what this other one was. What you want to say? I can also add to that. Read that part. What did you want to say?
This part says, my physician told me that water at bedtime will also help prevent nighttime leg cramps, which a lot of people get.
Yeah.
Your leg muscles are seeking hydration when they cramp up. Okay.
That's what causes a Charlie horse. Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see. The majority of people, about 60% who had a heart attack during their sleep, did not wake up. However, it occurs. The chest pain may wake you from a deep sleep. If that happens, immediately dissolve two aspirins in your mouth and swallow them with water. So, and it says, then call 911, phone a friend or a neighbor, say heart attack, say that he have taken aspirin, take a seat on a chair or sofa, and do not lie down.
Okay.
Wow. These are all things that we're not told, and that's important. So the report came from, where is it? Oh, it's the Mayo Clinic. Mayo Clinic on aspirin. You might want to just Google that if you're at home, you know, and just see what they say. You know,
and also ask your doctor, your own physician, of course.
Yeah. You know, anyone could have a heart attack.
I know.
You know, remember when Arthur Ashe had one, the tennis pro? When he had a really bad heart attack years ago, and he wasn't old.
Was he on the court?
No, I don't think he was on the court at the time, but he was like in his 40s. I mean, that doesn't matter how old you are. People think it's an age issue. It's not. So, you know, anything can happen at any given time, but the best prevention is to see your doctor at least once a year, and if you're having issues, my goodness, please say something. Shortness of breath, or, you know, chest pain, or jaw pain, or arm pain.
They're very good at checking all that now. You know, you can find arteries that are blocked.
That's
right. That's good.
That's good.
Just keep going and having everything checked.
Yes, you have to check, because
just get a nice lube and oil job and you'll be fine.
Like your car. Do it like your car. Anyway, so there's a little company that I love.
I just remembered.
Yes, go ahead.
The hot chili that's orange. Habanera.
Habanera. Oh boy!
There you go.
I mean, Spanish-speaking classes to keep up with you guys. Anyway, first I have to learn Italian, then I could learn Spanish, right? Because Italian's similar but not the same. Some words similar.
You would be surprised the similarity between Italian, French.
Yeah, I know.
And Spanish.
Romance languages, darling. And the food's great everywhere you go.
All the food is great.
All the food is great in Europe. I know. All right, so there's this little company called Bella Cucina. It's B-E-L-L-A Cucina, C-U-C-I-N-A. It's, you can Google it. It's Italian for kitchen, I believe, Cucina. Right?
Yeah, pretty kitchen.
Pretty kitchen.
I've heard of that before.
Yes, and they make the most wonderful pesto sauces. And one of their pestos I've been ordering for years is the artichoke lemon pesto. Yum, 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 yum. It says, our most popular pesto, Oprah's Pick, combines artichoke hearts at their peak and the richness of olive oil and Parmesan cheese. Truly the most universally liked condiment we've ever created. So you must try Bella Cucina products. I give them as gifts, and people absolutely love them. Don't let it sit too long. I mean, you don't have to refrigerate it until you open it. But, I mean, don't keep it for a year. I mean, use it in the first month or two you get it as a gift and serve it with crackers or... You know what I did with that pesto sauce once, the one with the artichoke? I spread it on chicken and baked it.
Oh,
girl.
Wonderful.
That was the most delicious chicken. I swear it was delicious.
I love artichokes.
Oh, the sauce was just to die for. It was so, so good. And I put very little broth in the bottom. You can use vegetable broth or chicken broth. And I just roasted it with that. I kept spreading it on top. And the people that I made it for went, oh my gosh, what the heck did you put on this chicken? They were in shock. They were like, that little jar, oh my God, where do I get it? You know? Yeah. So Bella Cucina.
And you can only find it online?
They do sell it in some stores, but I think you can get breaks on it, like if you order a certain amount of it and you order it as gifts. I'll give this to you because I have their catalog.
You can buy everything online.
Yes, everything online.
Thank you.
So,
I love all this stuff.
Yeah, it's a great little company. I just think it's darling, and they have great marketing. They do sell wholesale to the trade, so when we have our show here, we can buy Bella Cucina product for gifts and everything like that, which is really nice. We're going to take a break for our sponsors because it's, my gosh, the hour goes so fast for us. We'll take a little break. You're listening to Leslie and Linda at Home Sweet Home on KLAV 1230 AM Talk Radio, and we're part of the Lotus Broadcasting family. We'll be right back. Wondering what is happening in the rapidly changing real estate world? Is the real estate market improving in Las Vegas? Are you upside down in your home and wondering what you can do? Wanting to invest in the Las Vegas market and looking for advice?
Hi, this is Nicole Moreau, Realtor with RE/MAX Winners. These are some of the topics I'll cover on the Home Sweet Home show every month. I look forward to answering your questions.
As important as your home is to you, Nicole will give you great advice.
I'll help you build the perfect nest for you and your family.
You can reach Nicole at RE/MAX Winners, 702-303-8243, N-R-M-A-R-O-E at gmail.com. That's 702-303-8243, N-R-M-A-R-O-E at gmail.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Linda Piana, your piano coach and entertainer. Just as an actor, dancer, or artist needs a good teacher, every piano player needs a good coach. My ideal student loves music, wants to play piano, wants to perform, or wants to write music. I will show you how. Call me at 702-370-2377. I'm at 702-370-2377. Have keyboard, we'll travel.
Linda Piana has coached piano students and played piano in the Las Vegas Valley since 1990. If you need a coach for piano, performance, or songwriting, Linda Piana is the coach for you. Call Linda Piana at 702-370-2377. That's 702-370-2377.
Lori, proprietor of Got It Covered, has been my only choice for quality workmanship when it comes to custom bedding, window treatments, upholstery, slipcovers, custom headboards, and almost anything you can imagine with fabric. Lori also carries custom shutters, blinds, and shades. Her mission is to bring your vision into reality on time and within budget. Lori has over 13 years of experience working with both residential and commercial clients. Her workroom has a vast selection of wonderful fabrics and trims such as Cravat, RM Coco, and Stout. Call Lori today and she will visit your home or office to discuss your project and make it come to life. Got It Covered, Upholstery and Draperies, is a place to call for fabulous ideas and quality workmanship. Making Las Vegas beautiful, one home at a time. Call 702-254-4807 or reach Lori at gotitcoverednv.com. That's 702-254-4807, gotitcoverednv.com.
Making memorable moments in your home. This is Home Sweet Home. Here again, your host, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, we're back. I think we should start off our second segment here with the joke of the day.
Okay.
Because this is funny. Okay, so, well, I think it's funny. So this is called Devil in the Church. So, it says, one Sunday morning, Satan appeared before a small town congregation. Everyone started screaming and running for the front church door, trampling each other in a frantic effort to get away. Soon everyone was gone, except for an elderly gentleman who sat calmly. Satan walked up to the man and said, "Gee, don't you know who I am?" The man replied, "Yep, sure do." Satan asked, "Aren't you going to run?" He said, "Nope, sure ain't." So perturbed Satan asked, "Why aren't you afraid of me?" The man calmly replied, "Been married to your sister for over 48 years.
Oh, God. That's bad.
You don't scare me, buddy. Yeah. I'm married
to your sister.
Nothing
fazes me.
Yeah, really. That's a funny
That's
guy.
Good.
I know. There's that old joke about the, probably everybody out there has heard it, but I'm going to say it anyway, just to make people laugh in their cars today. There's this guy, he goes to church every day, every morning. He's at church. He's the only one in the church. He gets there, like, as soon as the doors open, comes in, sits down. He says, God, please, I got to win the lottery.
No.
I got to win the lottery. I know you know the joke. And he goes in every day and every day. He says, God, please, my wife needs all this stuff. She's driving me crazy. I got to win the lottery. I don't make enough money. I don't know what I'm going to do. Comes in and comes in. So one day, he said, God, are you listening to me? And a voice says, I hear you. He says, well, help me. Can you help me win the lottery? He said, Henry, you got to buy a ticket.
That's right. That is an old joke.
I know. It's funny that that's how life is. People go, I wish I could win the lottery. Do you ever go to State Line like and buy anything? No.
Right.
Are you going to win?
There's this ancient saying that says, when you pray, move your feet. And that's what
yes,
it means, you know?
It does. Yeah. I mean, you could pray for rain, but the Indians used to dance for it. I mean, come on.
At least they were dancing.
Put a little effort in it. You know what I mean? You could pray, though. Praying's good. Praying's good. Enough people on your side, right?
Yes.
That's good. Anyway, Linda was just mentioning that she went to see The Great Gatsby.
Oh, yeah.
Over the weekend, right? Was
wild,
it over the weekend?
Yeah. Wild costumes. Well,
yeah.
I know that, honestly, I should have been prepared to talk about it with all the info, but I was just doing other things.
That's okay.
But I know that it was directed by Baz Luhrmann, and he does very crazy wild characters and very in your face colors and movements, and so everybody in the film is a real character, and all of their there's nothing subtle about their costumes, so they are not authentic 20s costumes.
Oh.
They're his
version.
Impression
yeah.
and version of you remember Moulin Rouge
of
he did
course.
That yeah
it was wonderful
but wasn't it
the costumes were fabulous
but they weren't
No.
They weren't true to the
no.
to that time, but they were so fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
That's the word for it, fantastic. So it was just so over the top, but it was a great version, very entertaining version of The Great Gatsby.
Wow, fun. Well, I found this this beautiful ad that Tiffany's is doing now, and it was in a very recent InStyle magazine, 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman is dressed in that era, the 1920s era, with this fabulous satin dress on and long, long, long pearls. She looks absolutely stunning.
That's
I posted
stunning.
It on our Facebook page,
so
by the
pretty.
Way. Yeah, so everything we talk about during the show, usually recipes and pictures, are on Facebook.com/HomeSweetHomeRadio.com. So you can just follow us, Facebook.com/HomeSweetHomeRadio.com, and pull up all photos, all recent photos that we posted. I posted about 10, I think 10 today.
Okay,
a lot.
That's good.
A lot. So,
10 is good. Well,
yeah.
in this photo that you showed me, Tiffany is obviously
the pearls.
Yeah.
And the ring, maybe.
Yeah.
That's gorgeous.
So
yeah.
that's very authentic 20s looking to me.
Isn't it beautiful?
But these gowns are so beautiful. Oh, drop waist.
Satin.
And satin, yeah,
I
they're
know.
Beautiful.
It's just such a it was a very romantic look. I mean, I think the women look really pretty, and their hair was usually curly, and they had headbands, and you know, I think they really look beautiful back.
That's
in
when
the
they
day.
Started cutting their hair short.
Yeah, and
too.
They made their hair bobbed instead of long, like we girls are wearing it again, long again. But yeah, I think it's an amazing look, and I was telling you that I have a satin dress that I am able to fit into now since I lost weight.
Great.
And I put it on and I was like, yes, now I could have it
what
altered.
What color is it?
It's like a champagne toasty color.
Nice.
It's beautiful. I love it. So I have to look for the pearls. I want to go to a few stores and see if I could find the real long ones.
No, that's going to look
great. With it.
You're going to wear it to the fashion show?
I am.
Oh, good for
Saturday
you.
We have that fashion show. So it's appropriate. You know, we're going to have Lisa Bobeck sent me the menu this morning, and wow, is it beautiful. The menu is beautiful.
Oh, good.
I'll surprise you, but there's some really fun stuff on it. So if you want to see a great fashion show, you got to call me to get there. We're having it Saturday at 1, and it's for Baby's Bounty.
Right.
So my phone number for the business is 702-242-2395. So if you feel like you want to come to a great show with catering, some music, and I have to talk to you a little bit about the music. I want to do something special for you and with you.
Okay.
Because I think I had the piano tuned for you.
I know you did.
Because you and a couple other girls that I know are the only ladies that play it, other than me using the CD player on it, which, you know, it's nice, but it's not like having a person there.
No,
you know,
it's nice to be physical. Able to play the CDs or have someone play. So that I'm really glad you got the pedal fixed.
Me too. And I hope it's to your liking. But this guy that tuned it, I really felt good about what he did. And I think he really worked very, very hard. I was telling you, he pulled the whole piano apart. The parts were all over the floor. I'm oh, my gosh.
That's good.
It was good, but I never saw a tuner do that. And I just was... Wow, I was really impressed. And he said, you don't care if it takes me 3 hours, do you? I said, if you're going to do it right, I don't care. Just do it until you can't stand it anymore and make it right.
Great.
Because you want it beautiful. And he was playing because he plays himself, and he was playing a few songs. And, oh, it sounded like heaven next to what it did sound like before. But, you know, every time you move a piano, it gets all discombobulated. So you have to...
Oh, that's right. You moved to a new place. Yeah. Okay, that's why.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have to tune it. Otherwise,
I'm so glad. Thank you. Well, I will play some of your favorite classical pieces for sure.
Yes.
We'll and I'll come up with some other ideas.
Yeah, because the ladies so love the piano when they come over. Kind of they're a little mesmerized by it because, you know, they get to listen to live music so little. Most people don't go out that much and listen to live music. We do because we have a few people that we know that play live music. But in most cases, most people really don't do that a whole lot. You know,
At least they listen to CDs or the radio.
Yeah.
Or iPods.
iPods, right. I love live music.
I do too.
To me, Broadway, forget it, right? With all these shows coming up. I'm overwhelmed when I go to a concert or I go to someone I really like to see. I'm like you. I love music so much that it gets to me. I was telling you that time. I know you've cried at concerts. I know
I
you and I both do. And Lori was saying she
We're
does
babies.
Too. Yeah. But seeing Pavarotti before he passed away in the center there, real close, I didn't know. I couldn't control my crying. When he sang Nessun Dorma, I just freaking lost it. And that guy, that attorney John Mommet, was sitting next to me. He goes, please don't cry. I said, I'm sorry. It's just so beautiful. And
I know.
I just couldn't.
I felt that way
myself,
many times.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're so in the moment. And how many things are you that in the moment with your life? You know
His
what I mean?
His voice for one.
Oh,
just touches the inside of you.
It kills you. It absolutely killed you. Well, you know what I loved about watching him? He was laughing while he was singing. He had this fabulous sense of humor. He was so jovial and happy. That's because he ate a lot of pasta and nobody probably stopped him. I mean, you know, like when you can eat whatever you want. Yeah. It's got to be glorious to like not care. We're always watching every little morsel, we go, should I eat that? Oh, should I eat? Oh, my God, should I eat? Mm-hmm. I don't think Pavarotti worried about that.
I think
he just
did.
Said, bring it on. I'll eat that.
More pasta.
Well, you know what? I'll give him this. He enjoyed his life, I'm sure, because he lived beautifully. They had done a special on him, Linda, years and years ago. I wish I could find it. Maybe I could. Where he toured Italy and was the narrator.
Really?
And they played his music in the background, and you're like, I want to go to Italy, please.
Yeah.
You know, because that's how you felt. You just couldn't stand it anymore. You had to, like, get on a plane and
go. He must have been so much fun to talk to.
Oh, my gosh. honestly. And guess who was on Kathy Lee. What year am I from?
Kathy and Hoda.
No, it wasn't Kathy Lee. It was Michael and... Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan.
Okay.
Il Volo.
Oh, you've been to their
opera.
Concerts,
no,
too.
No, Il Divo.
Oh,
I've
El
been
Divo.
To. But I'm dying for them to come. They haven't come here yet. They sang for Barbara Streisand in her last concert a few months ago. Four songs. Il Volo. They're kids. And they're amazing.
Italian?
Oh, my God.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're fabulous, girl. I have their album,
so
one of them.
So many concerts, so little time.
So little time. don't you wish we could go to everything? You know who I'm dying to come back? Otmar Liebert. Da-da, 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 da-da. You know that song.
I do know that.
It's fabulous.
Fabulous. The Copa? The Copa, the Cabana?
No. No, he's flamenco guitar.
Oh, I love flamenco.
He's amazing. And Oscar Lopez, you know Oscar Lopez? Mm-hmm. My gosh, I love him too.
I love flamenco guitar.
Honestly, I love flamenco guitar. It is stunning, and I love to watch Charo play.
Oh, yes. She's very talented.
Isn't she lovely? Mm-hmm. She's so... I love to watch her passion. She's got that... You know, when a person is... Well, you have that. You're a musician, but... When you're so wrapped up in what you're doing, like you love it so much, you could see that in people when mm-hmm. they, like Tony Bennett, you see
what
that
it
in
means
him.
To me is that you practice and rehearse and practice and rehearse, and then you get to the point where you can actually get out of the way of the music and let
I
it
know.
Come through you. And that's what they're doing. They're so joyous
they're
when
so
they're
happy.
Singing or playing an instrument. Yeah,
it makes you so happy to. When I sing a song like. A Sondheim song to myself. Mm-hmm. I don't even care if anybody's mm-hmm. listening. I mm-hmm. go in the bathroom, I sing it. I love doing that because it gives me such joy to say those words and have the notes right. And it's you know, like in the bathroom, how good the acoustics are. And kind of
in the shower.
You're in the shower. It kind of bounces off the wall real good.
That's funny.
It's a lot of fun. And I just, because sometimes I don't want to get out of the shower because I want to sing like one more Sondheim
one more.
Song.
There was a Woody Allen film.
Yes.
I can't remember that one.
I
can't
that.
Remember the film, what it's called, but this guy is the only way he could sing. Everybody was thunderstruck when they would hear him sing in the shower, but
hilarious.
He could not sing outside of the shower,
so
they had
on
him
stage.
On stage and put him in a shower.
I laughed my butt off.
That's very
that
funny.
That is funny. But you know what? Some people are great
very funny.
Singers in the shower.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't underestimate that, right?
Yeah, for a Jewish guy, that was very humorous.
Well, Woody Allen, he's a classic, you know?
Yeah, he is.
He really is. Well, let's take another break. And don't forget, you're listening to Home Sweet Home with Leslie and Linda. We always have so much to
We're
talk about.
We're just going to try not to talk for 1 minute.
You think we could do it?
Well,
I don't
on
think
break,
so.
On break.
We'll try. All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Leslie Lovell, owner of Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas. In these times of spending more time at home and less money, we want our dwellings to be as comfortable and beautiful as we can get them. Getting the most for your decorating dollars is important to me. I've been a local interior designer in Las Vegas for over 25 years. Visit my website at towncenterdesign.com and get excited about decorating or renovating your home. We shop at the World Market in Las Vegas and also in my extensive library of furniture and fabric catalogs. I've got lots of decorating tricks to show you and ways to make your home look great on a budget. That's towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395. Towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395. Making memorable moments in your home. Is it time to look at life differently? Time to look at yourself differently? Time to change your health and attitude? Change your outlook. What about increasing your energy level or enhancing your focus? If so, Velocity is the answer. The Take It Off, Keep It Off whole food supplement that contains the three superfruits, acai, camu camu, and kubawasu, all rich in antioxidants. Just one capsule per day suppresses your appetite, burns fat, not muscle, and curbs cravings, which enable you to achieve and maintain a long-term healthy weight loss. Velocity also provides up to 8 hours of energy with no crash. If you're ready to change your life, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to view additional information and request a free sample today. Velocity, take it off, keep it off. To request your free sample of Velocity, call 702-721-8496. 702-721-8496. Wondering what is happening in the rapidly changing real estate world? Is the real estate market improving in Las Vegas? Are you upside down in your home and wondering what you can do? Wanting to invest in the Las Vegas market and looking for advice?
Hi, this is Nicole Moreau, Realtor with RE/MAX Winners. These are some of the topics I'll cover on the Home Sweet Home show every month. I look forward to answering your questions.
As important as your home is to you, Nicole will give you great advice.
I'll help you build the perfect nest for you and your family.
You can reach Nicole at RE/MAX Winners, 702-303-8243, nrmaroe@gmail.com. That's 702-303-8243, nrmaroe@gmail.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Linda Piana, your piano coach and entertainer. Just as an actor, dancer, or artist needs a good teacher, every piano player needs a good coach. My ideal student loves music, wants to play piano, wants to perform, or wants to write music. I will show you how. Call me at 702-370-2377. I'm at 702-370-2377. Have keyboard, we'll travel.
Linda Piana has coached piano students and played piano in the Las Vegas Valley since 1990. If you need a coach for piano, performance, or songwriting, Linda Piana is the coach for you. Call Linda Piana at 702-370-2377. That's 702-370-2377. Call us with your questions at 731-1230. Home Sweet Home continues. Here again, your host, Leslie Lovell.
Well, we didn't keep our promise and didn't talk through the break.
We failed.
We talked right through it, but we always do. We have so much to say all the time, so that's good, I guess, right?
Right? It's good.
You think?
It's good.
Anyway, I just showed Linda this adorable, kind of like an opera coat almost. They're calling it a tea jacket, but company called VictorianTradingCompany.com. Victorian Trading Company. You all need to go on there. If you want to buy some gifts for friends or see some very unusual fashion, the back cover of the summertime 2013 physical catalog right now has this tea jacket on it, and it's to die for. It's absolutely stunning. And if you wore just the simplest of little white sheath dresses or cream sheath under it and then just wore this,
it's very beautiful.
The jacket really makes the outfit.
I would call it an opera coat.
Yeah.
Because you could wear that to the opera.
You could wear this anywhere, to a play, to, you know, a lovely dinner out with friends. I mean, it's just so feminine. And there's nothing I love more than watching women be feminine. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, I love to watch that.
Lacy.
Beautiful. Gorgeous shoes and beautiful makeup and hair. And I mean, not enough of them do it. Yeah, beautiful dresses. Men love it, too. You know, I got dressed for an interview about 2 weeks ago with a new client.
Uh-huh.
And I was in a beautiful dress, gorgeous heels. My hair was all curled. I don't do that often where I really set it and it gets real big and curly. And I did my makeup really soft, you know, that new like smoky eye and then the lighter lip. I did that. And I walked into a hotel lobby and I got to tell you, I'm an old broad. There's a bunch of guys that turned around and I went, holy crap.
Oh, good.
People really notice. I'm not bragging on myself. I'm just saying that people really notice
if
when you look like a woman.
I agree.
And you wear a beautiful outfit and beautiful shoes. And boy, you would not believe the compliments. People that I didn't even know are coming up and say, wow, what a beautiful dress. And I was like, thank you. Because, you know, we most of the times we're like jeans or shorts or hang out. And we don't really, we go to the supermarket. Oh, you should. I told you this. I hope no one ever sees me in the supermarket. Scary. You know, I put like this zip-up hoodie on.
You told me you wore PJs there,
and
sometimes
PJs.
Shocked.
And, you know, I don't want anybody to see me. I wear dark glasses. I never take them off the whole time I'm shopping.
You can't see the prices.
No, I can't. I'm like, I don't know what the hell I'm looking at. But, you know, I don't want to dress up to go to the supermarket because it's like wasted makeup until I'm really getting ready. So, but anyway, just to say, Victorian Trading has the most beautiful dresses. And there's that new line of cocktail dresses and bridal dresses I found. It's called BHLDN online. B is in boy, H is in Harry, L is in Larry, BHLD D is in dog, N is in Nancy, and it's a division of Anthropology.
Okay.
And they have...
No one could ever remember B-H-L-D-N.
It's hard. But it's a division of Anthropology.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, those
dresses. I love
Anthropology. They have a cocktail section. They have a, you know, like if you're a guest at a wedding, they have a cocktail section for you to look at dresses. Oh, my gosh. I flipped
saw
a quirk.
That online. It was very, very beautiful.
Aren't they beautiful?
Inspiring.
I mean, beautiful T-length dresses and... You know, right above your knee, and just things you would never find in a lot of stores. You know, so that's really a great place to look for clothes if you want
something
different.
Some of those dresses look better than I've seen on the red carpet.
Me too. Aren't they beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, some of those fashions. If I ever was in a position, I mean, don't you think that something looks goofy? It's goofy. You know what I mean? Like, remember when Cher wore that Statue of Liberty dress?
I don't know. She's in her own world. Yeah.
Although I think she's really stunning at times. She really can wear clothes. She's tall, you know.
If she went for simplicity, yes, she would be stunning. But mm-hmm. she's not stunning. She's a character on stage. She's on stage.
She's hysterical. But I mean, some of these gowns people wear, and I think. What were they thinking when they got dressed? I don't care who the designer was. I'm embarrassed for some of these designers. I put these ladies in things that look like...
Oh, you mean on the red carpet?
Yeah.
Well, that's why they have all that stuff online that, would you wear this?
Yeah.
This must be a mistake. What was she thinking?
I mean, Joan Rivers. Oh, my gosh.
Did she comment?
Oh, after the Oscars. I cannot... drink water and listen to her at the same time because I choke and spit all over myself. She is hysterical. Oh, God, she's so funny.
The critic.
She's so funny because she's right. Some of the outfits are so bad, you know, and then you'll see something so incredibly classy that you go, now there you go. That's classy. You know, when you see a woman just looking amazing, you just mm-hmm. go, oh, my God.
Well, that's what you were talking
about.
Yeah,
and guys, too, when they wear a beautiful, gorgeous tuxedo, and they, you know, even if they wear a paisley bow tie with it or mm-hmm. a tie with it, but they look great. And they don't have to be the best looking guy in the world, but if they have an amazing haircut, and they're just classy, you know, they wear a beautiful suit, they're in shape. I mean, they
Wait
really
till
look
you see
great.
The Great Gatsby.
I know, I'm going to love it.
It's a knockout.
Just for the costumes. Yeah. Yeah, for the costumes. I mean, you know, it's so exciting to see people dress beautifully. Mm-hmm. You know, because since we've been adults, Linda, I got to tell you, it's all been downhill in the dress department.
Yeah,
don't
Las
you think?
Vegas. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, what are people thinking?
Well, women used to wear hats. I don't necessarily...
I don't care
to wear a hat. I will wear a hat to against the sun.
Yeah,
for me. But yeah. But I love to dress up, and I think that it's very important.
Well, so I mean, we do. But you know, God help these people that you know they roll out of bed. They have, and you know, some of them are pretty
God
people.
Help them.
Yeah, they're pretty people. Some of them, you know, like if they like put something nice on, they would look good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they clean up good. My dad used to... We had this guy we used to work with years ago. God forbid I would mention his name. But my father used to call him an unmade bed. Because when he came to work, he never looked like he pressed anything or... You know, it just looked like he rolled it in a ball and then put it on. You know what I mean?
And he called him an unmade bed.
And
that's
unmade
funny.
Bed.
That's funny.
He really did look like an unmade bed. Anyway, so some of the pictures I posted on Facebook... are really beautiful. There's two dining rooms. One was from, I believe it was from In Style. Oh, I'm not sure. No, Traditional Home. I'm sorry. 2013. And they're both dining areas. And there's another one that has a built-in window seat that I really liked. But
Great.
Aren't they beautiful? But built-in window seats are great. If you have a bay window in your dining nook, it's almost the perfect thing to do a built-in window seat
because
mm-hmm. you get maximum seating out of it, but it also is a cozy place to read a book or, you know, just hang out.
The perfect light behind you. Yeah,
yeah, perfect light behind you. And this other little one, I love the combination of the white and the turquoise and the brown.
I do, too.
It's just such a pretty combination.
It says breakfast room.
Yeah, breakfast room. I think it's beautiful.
A designer's guide floral splashes color across the back of centuries... banquet
Century Furniture.
Yeah, that's the furniture company.
The company.
The seat cushions are covered in coastal stripe.
Right.
And, wow, the aqua cotton. Oh, it's just so crispy and fresh.
Isn't
and
it? It's a good
inviting.
Vegas look. Because it's cool looking. Working for some people now that are, pretty dishes on the wall, on little stands. Working for some people now who are buying homes here that come from like Midwest or the East Coast where it gets very cold. And they're talking about doing, Tuscany looks. And I keep telling them, it's great, but let me send you what I think the Southwest version of Tuscany is, because I send something much lighter looking than they're used to, because people in those climates use darker, richer, deeper jewel tones, and because it's cold and they want to feel warm inside.
That's true.
And we're always trying to cool off, so we have a whole different kind of philosophy about decorating out here. I think we tend to go brighter and lighter because we want the sun coming in. We're so lucky to have the sun so much of the time. And I think we want it to wash in the house, and cover ourselves and bathe ourselves in sun.
The kind of window coverings that I have, for example, in my living room, the sun does shine through. And at one point, you can see the shadow of trees.
It's beautiful.
I love that.
Me
so
too.
I know exactly what you mean.
I love that look. I love shears on the window, too. Crisp white shears. I know it sounds old, but it's not. The look is still in. It's still beautiful. There's thousands of fabrics like that with gorgeous little patterns in them and borders. And I'm telling you, the sheer draperies are just stunning. They're just absolutely beautiful.
You can always put something over it to make
it
dark.
If you need a sunblock, you can always put an overdrape that you only could close when you have to.
Mm-hmm.
But oh my gosh, when you have the door a little open and they blow, it just reminds you of a beach or just something so ethereal and light and heavenly, because shears are gorgeous. Reminds me of bridal veil,
That's
it's like
true.
So pretty, and it just flows, and it's got a great look to it.
Well, wait till you see the Great Gatsby.
I know. I'm just going to love that.
It's in there.
I'm not kidding. That flowy, beautiful, airy, feel that you get.
Two of the women who are like, wow, they're Long Island, like in a castle.
Oh, yeah.
And six servants open six windows, and the air rushes through, and that sheer, exactly
sheer
just
curtain,
you described,
really
blows all over the room.
So beautiful.
I know.
I love it. I don't know if you've seen a lot of island decorating pictures, but the British West Indies look, which was kind of a looking out of Africa when Meryl Streep did
Africa,
it.
Yes.
With the big
love
four-poster rice carvings on the bed. Well, when you dress a bed like that, the high four-posters, it's still in fashion in all white linens, and put those sheer curtains around it. Oh, my gosh. That is so incredibly romantic and dreamy. And then you use like a linen spray on your sheets that smells so gorgeous. And if you hand embroider the pillowcases, or you use lace, or you use... I'll tell you something. I've had gorgeous sheets, and the men in my life never are bothered by it. They think it's beautiful.
Yes.
They just go, oh, my gosh, the bed is... I remember... One of my mates years ago said, this is the most beautiful bed I've ever seen,
because
I had those real thick lace borders on the pillowcases and honestly, to me, it looked like anybody could live in that. But
it's still comfortable.
Yeah.
That's
years
good.
Ago, do you remember, like in England and France, the men wore lots of lace and ruffles, and it's not just the women who all look like Marie Antoinette. I mean, men did too.
They did.
And they were very fancy.
Wigs, for God's sake.
Oh, my God, powdered wigs and all that stuff.
Oh, I really hope that doesn't come back.
I'd
rather see a bald guy than...
You would?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are we ready for a break? Did we do 15 minutes?
I'm exhausted.
Me too.
Let's have a cup of coffee.
Yeah, let's get a cappuccino. All right, so we're going to take one more break before we close the show. And we'll be back in a minute or two.
Okay.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home.
Home Sweet Home.
Is it time to look at life differently? Time to look at yourself differently? Time to change your health and attitude? Change your outlook. What about increasing your energy level or enhancing your focus? If so, Velocity is the answer. the Take It Off, Keep It Off whole food supplement that contains the three superfruits, acai, camu camu, and cupuaçu, all rich in antioxidants. Just one capsule per day suppresses your appetite, burns fat, not muscle, and curbs cravings, which enable you to achieve and maintain a long-term healthy weight loss. Velocity also provides up to 8 hours of energy with no crash. If you're ready to change your life, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to view additional information and request a free sample today. Velocity, take it off, keep it off. To request your free sample of Velocity, call 702-721-8496. 702-721-8496. Hi, I'm Leslie Lovell, owner of Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas. In these times of spending more time at home and less money, we want our dwellings to be as comfortable and beautiful as we can get them. Getting the most for your decorating dollars is important to me. I've been a local interior designer in Las Vegas for over 25 years. Visit my website at towncenterdesign.com and get excited about decorating or renovating your home. We shop at the World Market in Las Vegas and also in my extensive library of furniture and fabric catalogs. I've got lots of decorating tricks to show you and ways to make your home look great on a budget. That's towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395. Towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395. Making memorable moments in your home. Lori, proprietor of Got It Covered, has been my only choice for quality workmanship when it comes to custom bedding, window treatments, upholstery, slipcovers, custom headboards, and almost anything you can imagine with fabric. Lori also carries custom shutters, blinds, and shades. Her mission is to bring your vision into reality on time and within budget. Lori has over 13 years of experience working with both residential and commercial clients. Her workroom has a vast selection of wonderful fabrics and trims such as Kravet, RM Coco, and Stout. Call Lori today and she will visit your home or office to discuss your project and make it come to life. Got It Covered, Upholstery and Draperies, is a place to call for fabulous ideas and quality workmanship. Making Las Vegas beautiful, one home at a time. Call 702-254-4807 or reach Lori at gotitcoverednv.com. That's 702-254-4807, gotitcoverednv.com.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home, making memorable moments in your home. Here again is your host, Leslie Lovell.
Okay, we're back at Home Sweet Home. Honestly, we are finished for the day. We have eaten up all our time. We've talked our little gazooties off. Linda wrote a song. We're going to play it. And what's it named, Linda?
Little White Girl Blues.
Well, it's Little White Girl Blues. So here's our co-host, Linda Piana. Have a great week. Party till you can't stand it. And we'll see you next Wednesday.
See you next time.
Bye.
Since you left me, darling, I don't know where to go. My heart is aching, it's mending much too slow. Why don't you come back, sugar? How was I to know? I'd be so sorry I'm left here alone. Now I know what the blues is. Are you gonna leave me crying? Come back, I'm trying not to lose my cool. Lord, I was a fool to think that I don't need you every minute of the day. Funny how I try, but there's no chasing the blues away when this feeling's gone. It's because you're back to stay. darling, I don't know where to go. My heart is aching, it's mending much too slow. Why don't you come back, sugar? How was I to know? I'd be so sorry I'm left here alone. Now I know just what the blues is. Are you gonna leave me crying? Come back, I'm trying not to lose my cool. Lord, I was a fool to think that I don't need you every minute of the day.